start the Medrash. The Medrash on the Pasuk Vayosu Velikim Esam Derech Hamidbar Yamsuf. So the Medrash says, it's Medrash Rabbah. Mikan Shafilu Oni Shavi Yisrael Lo Yechel Ad Sheyosef. The Medrash Darshan is Vayosu to Yoloshen of Heseba. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Ari Psochem that Afilu Oni Shavi Yisrael, it's talking about the Yisrael to eat the Suda Erev Pesach. So it says Afilu Oni Shavi Yisrael Lo Yechel Ad Sheyosef. So Ashi Yesa means till you sit down to the Seder with the Haseba. And that you have to Gemara about Haseba, where you do the Haseba and so on. So the Medrash says, Pasuk by Yosef Elohim, Lashon Haseba, that's the Mikan Omru Shachil Oni Shavi Yisrael Lerichal Ashi Yesef. The Medrash, of course, needs a Hesba. What's his Drosha, the by Yosef is Lashon Haseba, and what's the connection to Haseba by the Lel HaPesach? From Chasumim. We have at the Seder two takonas, takonas Chazal, whose purpose is to show cheirus, derech cheirus. The first is Haseba, and that Mishnah Rashi says Ashi Yesiv derech cheirus. The Rambam writes the purpose of Haseba is to show cheirus, and then the second takona that we have at the Seder night to show cheirus is what? Dalakosus. Dalek Kosis Tikna Rabbanim there. Cheres the Mersin Kuf Tazayim. That was the Rambam's Gishon the Gemara. The Rambam writes the way that they were Masakin Dalek Kosis Mishum Cheres. So therefore the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Chometz Umatzo, the Chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Laharis Is Atzma Kilu Ki Ilu Hu Ba'atma Yotza Alta Mishibud Mishayim Shenema V'Yisona Oisi Mishom L'fichoch Kishisoy Adam Balayil Hazeh Tzorech Lechel V'Lishtois V'Meisiv Derech Cheres. So these are the two things that one has to do in order laharis is atzmai ki hu yotza mi mitzrayim. So I had an interesting question. The Gemara has a suffix and kuf ches mem aleph. Gemara has a suffix in regard to Haseba. Gemara says like this. Gemara says where do you have to do Haseba? The Mishnah says Ashi Yesev, but it doesn't say where in the Seder you have to do the Haseba. So the Gemara says that first of all, matzah needs a seva, matzah boy a seva, that's for sure. By the chilas matzah, you have to have it. And then the Gemara is a steer at two members of a Nachman, if Yayin needs a seva or Yayin doesn't need a seva. The Gemara says, V'loi pligi, ha'bekaisos rishonos or ha'bekaisos achronos. That Rav Nachman is distinguishing between the first two kaisos and the last two kaisos. And only one of those sets of kaisos needs to have a seva. Says the Gemara, "Amrilo la'agisa, amrilo la'agisa." There's two lashonos in the Gemara. Which set of cases needs to have a seva? There's one opinion. It's only the first two cases that have to have a seva, because that's when we're telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, culminating with Asher Yolano, and then we have the second case. But the other two cases, my Havi Havi, we already finished telling the story. At that point, already you don't have to have a seva. You don't have to have the derech cheres of a seva. Then there's the other version of the Gemara. Is the other way around. That you only have to have a seva by the last two kaisis. The first two kaisis, we're still at the pari. The seder kilo progresses through the night. The beginning of the seder talk about avodah mayinu. So then that's before the chayrus. Then we have we finished the story and we went out and then sher galonu, and then the last two kaisis are after this carbon pesach and halal. Then already we have to demonstrate the chayrus. So Gemara says therefore since we don't have achra'a l'halacha. If it's the first two cases that need a seba, or if it's the last two cases that need a seba, so therefore we do both. We do both. The Rana asks, why do we say sofik drabon l'kula? The Rana says you can't say sofik drabon l'kula because then you won't do a seba by any of the cases, and the body have to have a seba by some of the cases. So therefore, since you have to have it, can't altogether not have a seba, we have no achra if it's the first two or the last two. So we do a seba by all four cases. Yeah, parenthetically, nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Parenthetically, is a famous kasha from the Shlomo Melech, because the Rambam himself, by ayoras that are sofik mukafas chayim meish yeshu benun. So the Rambam says they also have such a scenario that you don't know which day is really the right day for kriyas and megillah. So we should say steka derabon lekula, not read on either day. So the Rambam says no, you can't not read on either day because then you're not gonna have a kriyas and megillah at all. So you read the first day, then when you get to the second day, now really it's sofik derabon lekula because yesterday when we You can't say the first day, because then you're not going to read it all. So you have to read the first day. But once you read the first day, when you come to the second day, now it's already Sofek Derabanan Lekulah. Okay, so the Mishnah Melech says, why don't you say the same thing about the Dalet Kaisis? You do a Seva by the first two Kaisis, because you can't not do a Seva at all. But then when you get to the last two Kaisis, you will say, well, I did a Seva already. Now it's a Shaila, so I have to do a Seva again. Sofek Derabanan Lekulah. Yeah, that's a steer in the round. That's a room for another drasha. But that's not our concern right now. Right now, what's occupying us is the Gemara, just the fact that the Gemara says that the Derech Eretz of a Seva is not required by all four Kaisis. It's either by the first two Kaisis, or it's required by the last two Kaisis, either the part of the Haggadah that leads up to Asher Geolanu, or the part of the Haggadah that follows the Asher Geolanu, but not by all four. So, Tana ben Shoyel, so why is the Derech, what about the Derech Eretz of Yayin? The Derech Eretz of Yayin is by all four Kaisis. We have these two kinds of Derech Eretz. Rambam puts them together. We have one Derech Eretz of the Hasebel, and we have another Derech Eretz of the Shlias Yayin itself. So just like by Haseba, the Gemara says the Haseba, the Derech Eretz of Haseba is either by the first Kaisis or it's by the last Kaisis. But it's not by both. So, but by Dalet Kaisis, that itself is Derech Eretz. The whole Dalet Kaisis is Derech Eretz. And there we have a Derech Eretz both by the first Kaisis and by the last Kaisis. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Dalet Kaisis. So how come there with the Gemara doesn't have a Sofer? Which, maybe you only have to have two Kaisis. Either the first two or the last two. Why should you have to have all four? Benoisef al kach, and we could ask the question. Let's elaborate a little bit on the question. Now, the Rama writes, Halacha Tes. Rama says, "Arba kaisis ha'ilu sarach limzay v'isin kdei shtei shti areva hakol lufi ayayin lufi das hashoy." So you have to cut it with water in order that it should be palatable, not raw, not raw shotgut kind of, what do they call it? Rotgut kind of wine. It should be. Yayin mozuk. If you drank the dalet kaisis but with yayin she'ene mozuk, yotzi dei arba kaisis v'lo yotzi dei cheiros. So the dalet kaisis he has, but it doesn't show cheiros because that's not how b'nei chayim drink. And if it was the other way around, shosa arba kaisis mizugim, but it was bevasachas, not on the seder of the laila, so then yidei cheiros yotzo, yidei arba kaisis lo yotzo. So how he makes the distinction in the dalet kaisis between being yotzei dalet kaisis and being yotzei the cheirus of the dalet kaisis. You drink the wine, al seder halayla, but not mozug, not refined wine. So then you have dalet kaisis, you don't have cheirus. And if you drink the wine, proper wine, properly mozug, but not al seder halayla, you just sat down and drank dalet kaisis, then cheirus you have, but dalet kaisis you don't have. So this is a the Biskov explains, famous Biskov, that this is the Biskov on that butter that like everybody knows. That the Biskov explained that there's two ideas by dalet kaisis. First of all, there's one idea of dalet kaisis, you have to drink dalet kaisis mishum cheiros. And then there's another idea, and that's why everybody has to drink dalet kaisis. And then there's another idea that those dalet kaisis that we're drinking mishum cheiros have to be incorporated into the mitzvahs halayla so that we're mesader the various brachos of the night ala kais. So we have kiddush ala kais, and asher golonu ala kais, and birchas hamazon ala kais, and hala ala kais. And that's what the Rambam is describing as dalet kaisis on the one end, and cheirus. Dalet kaisis means to be mesada the Haggadah on dalet kaisis. And cheirus is the idea of cheirus. So as the Rambam, if you drank dalet kaisis, I'll say to Lila, but the wine itself was not a raw wine, not the kind of wine that refined people drink. So dalet kaisis you have, meaning you were mesada the seder halayla ala kais, that you have. You have the takonda to do everything on dalet kaisis. That the Seder Halayla should be set up on dalet kaisis, but you don't have cheiros. Conversely, if you drank dalet kaisis proper with proper wine, yayin mozug, but not incorporated into the Seder, just have that and you drank dalet kaisis, so the cheiros you have. But the idea of dalet kaisis, meaning to be misader the Seder Halayla on dalet kaisis, that you don't have. And the mokah for this biskrov, even though surprisingly I don't think the biskrov brings it, but the mokah is the Gemara before Eshes. The Gemara says, and I don't think the biskrov brings it. Gemara Kofi Zion says, "Arba kaisis tikmi rabban and derech cheirus hilkoch kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah." And Chazal misak and dalet kaisis mishum cheirus, and therefore we take each one of these cases and we do a mitzvah with it. But it says in that Gemara, basically what the Biskov is saying, that there's two levels to dalet. There's two ideas behind dalet kaisis. First of all, is the primordial takana of dalet kaisis tikmi rabban and derech cheirus. That's logically prior to the idea of being misader the Haggadah ala kais. Stam dalet kaisis tikmi rabban and derech cheirus. And then there's a stage two, Hilkoch. Once we already have dalat kaisis that we have to drink mishum chayrus, kol chad v'chad never b'mitzvah. Chazal said instead of just drinking these dalat kaisis, not in connection with some mitzvah, they took these dalat kaisis that we have to drink anyway mishum chayrus, and they built them into the seder alaylo chesrishin and kasheni, and each one has a bracha, a chelik of that god that we masader on that kais. So now my question is, it's going back to the question I asked before, by the derech chayrus of a seba we saw that either the first kaisis need a seba, or the last kaisis need a seba. Based on these considerations, that maybe the first two cases were slav de paroi, or maybe on the contrary, the last two cases might have a habi. But in any event, the idea of showing chayrus is either in the first two cases or the last two cases. So when it comes to yayin, so why did I say, well, we might have a similar suffix. Which of the two cases have to be mazuk to show chayrus? Maybe the first two cases have to be mazuk to show chayrus, but not the last cases. Maybe the last two cases have to be mazuk to show chayrus, but not the first two cases. But that's not the halacha. All four cases, the Gemara never is mistapping that. All four cases have to be mazuk. So why do all four cases have to be mazuk? Why is it different than the cheres of the seva? And b'chal, why were they masak in dalad cases there? The more I said dalad cases tikna rabban there cheres, so it sounds like all dalad cases are mishum cheres. Dalad cases tikna rabban on mishum derech cheres, but by haseba, not all four cases have to be done derech cheres. So hi, my, if the dalad cases themselves are all derech cheres, then they should have to have haseba derech cheres. The more I said not that. I have another question. The Rosh writes for Dovah Poshut. Gemara says that matzah needs a seva, and yayin, either the first two or the last two cases, needs a seva. So the Rosh writes for Dovah Poshut that when we say that matzah needs a seva, it means all of the matzah. It means the first kezias and the last kezias, that you come in. When you eat matzah, you have to have a seva. The Rambam is mashma. They only need a seva by the kezias of the mitzvah's matzah. But the afikoyman does not need a seba. Presumably, the reason for that is because the afikoyman, the Rambam shita is, the Rosh shita is that the afikoyman is zeichel l'korban pesach by itself as a machoitz. But the Rambam and the Rosh both hold that the afikoyman is a zeichel to the korban pesach, and it's mashma in Rambam that the korban pesach. Not, it's more than mashma. It's mevuah in Rambam that the korban pesach did not need a seba because. The Gemara says that Hesebo you need by Matzah and by Yayin. Now, it doesn't say Korban Pesach. But the Gemara is not a diyuk at all, because the Gemara is talking Bizman Hazeh. The Ram is not talking Bizman Hazeh. You look at the Ram, Perek Zayin, the Ram is the Masada Halachos of the Seder Alayla Bizman Abayit. And then afterwards he says, what does it look like? How is it different Bizman Hazeh? But the Chatkili presented Bizman Abayit. And the Ram says you need a seba by because I said matzah and you need a seba by yai, but it does not say stomach. If he does not say that the korban pesach needs a seba. Apparently, the korban pesach does not need a seba, so therefore the afikoman, which is only zeh the korban pesach, likewise doesn't need a seba. The question is, well, why does the korban pesach not need a seba? That's at least as central to the achilas. It's at least as important to the achilas as the dalat kaisis. If the dalat kaisis need a seba. Matzah needs a seba, but why should the korban pesach not need a seba? So that's a kasha by itself. Why does the korban pesach not need a seba? Another question. In the Mishnah at the beginning of every Pesach, and I quoted before, "Afilu ani should be sold layochel ad sheyesev." So Rashi says, "What does it mean ad sheyesev? Kederech b'nei chayrin b'mito v'al ha'shulchan zeichel lechayrus." Mito ve'al ha'shulchan. So the first one asks, "Mele mito." So I understand. Seva is ala mito. Even though the Gemara says that you can be meisev al on the bikayim of the person next to you, if you don't have a mito, well, fine. That's a bit, but you know, if you don't have the I understand that the surah of the seva you're describing. What is the seva? The seva is ala mito. But shulchan mandoch hashmei. How did the shulchan get in the way? Why do you need a shulchan in order to do the seva? Another question. The Gemara says that Isha ain't Sicha Hesebo. Women don't have to do Hesebo. Machaikus Yishayim, why? Rajabam says because Amos Balu Aleo, similar to a Talmud Neharaf, doesn't have to do Hesebo. Amos Rabiel, was Isha also Amos Balu Aleo, so she doesn't have to have the posture of Hesebo. So even by Bnei Chayrin, she wouldn't necessarily be Hesebo because Amos Balu Aleo. And the Shilta says, the Rosh brings both. The Shilta says that the ain't darkened shall noshim lemizgal. not, it wasn't the derech of Noshim to do a seifa, nothing to do with a mesvahel. The Rosh says, nafkamina between the Rashbam and the Shilta, says, look, I'll be a woman who's not married. Does she have to do a seifa? According to the Rashbam, it's only a seifa mesvahel, so she's not married, and that doesn't apply. According to the Shiltas, so it would, there's nothing to do with being married or not being married. It's not just, it wasn't the posture of women to do a seifa. The Gemara then goes on and says, but a isha chashuva does have to do a seifa. Is chayv and a seifa? Says, that depends on how which sheep do you take. If you take the Rashbam sheep, that that's also Amos by Lolel. So Yisha Chashuv is not Amos by Lolel. We could understand that. Even like, so some of the maybe the Bachay asks, even Yisha Chashuv should be Amos by Lolel. Okay. Kasha, I don't know, Kasha Nemaisa. Gemara says Yisha Chashuv is not Amos by Lolel. But, and if you're the Shiltas, you have to say that Noshim Chashuv is, it was the Derech Lemizgo. Most women wasn't Derech Lemizgo, but a woman was particularly prominent to something, so she would be it would be a derech for her to be mesa. That's the Gemara. So the Ramah says that he starts like this. He says, "Noshim shalonu kulam chashuvis." Our women are all chashuv. I think if you learn like the Rashbam, he means poshut. But by us, it's not emes b'halala. This notion that emes b'halala, that's sociologically true. I think you know. That's not true today, and it wasn't true in the time of the Ramah. The women were the same as Bailala. Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes not. They make a taste, and sometimes the other way around. There's no norm built into our society that it was Moshe Meim is Bailala. So if anybody in the Ramah was like that. If you learn like the Shiltas, that it's not Derech Noshim Lemizgo, so I'm not quite sure what the Ramah means, that our women are all Choshim. Our women, is there Derech to be Mesiv? Lo Yodeh. I guess he means like this. No, not that I know Shema, it's the derech to be basic. But the Gemara says there's an isha chashuv. Isha chashuv means a proud, it means a... Yeah, I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Our women are all chashuv in that sense. They're all famous. So what does it mean they're all chashuv?
Play a prominent role in the family.
That's what the Gemara means. Isha chashuv means a woman plays a prominent role in the family. Some of the Gemara says, according to the Shiltas, when the Gemara says the Isha Chashuva is the derech, it is the derech of Isha Chashuva to be Mason. So what does it mean by Isha Chashuva? So it means a woman who's prominent in the community. So today, all our women are prominent in the community. I'm not sure what this what the Ramah means. But anyway, that's not my concern right now. The Ramah says, maybe the Ramah is something like the Rashbam. Anyway, the Ramah says, Noshin Shalom of Kulum Chashuvas. And therefore, by rights, yeah. Maybe when the Gemara says that Isha Chashuva means a woman who's, because she plays a prominent role, so she's more assertive. She speaks up. She's not. When the women sit down to discuss something, she also sits down. She is a prominent lady, so she conducts herself like a prominent lady. And by us, all the women conduct themselves that way. Could be that's what it means. Hakopanim, the Ramah says his point of departure is that Noshim Shalanu Kulum Chashuva is, and therefore by rights, our women should do Haseba no less than the men. Then the Ramah turns around and says, but the fact is that women nowadays, they don't do Haseba. Why do the women not? The men do Haseba. The women don't do Haseba. Why do the women not do Haseba? If they're all Chashuvos, so then they should be the same as the men and they should have to do Haseba. Says the Ramah, because the women are Soymech on the Shita of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh Shita is that Bezman Hazeh is not doing Haseba at all. Since Bezman Hazeh is not the Derech Necharin to eat Haseba. Nobody eats Haseba nowadays. And therefore, Haseba today is bottle. So the women rely on the Rav Yoh. Atkan the Ramah. So later, the Chayim asked, see, if the women rely on the Rav Yoh, so why don't the men rely on the Rav Yoh? What is the women rely on the Rav Yoh, not the men? If the women are chayiv, the notion shalom kulum chashuv is, and the chayiv and Haseba, so what's the logic of saying, if the women rely on the Rav Yoh, the men don't rely on the Rav Yoh? That's the Kasha Dorach, or the Dorach Shulchan, rather, I think, yes, discussion there. Maybe it's not so sure. You have some of those communities, the women rely on the Arab, the men don't rely on the Arab. You have such communities. Maybe the women rely on the Arab, the men don't rely on the Arab. Play it down. But now, I'll come upon him, it's a Yehara. So those are our four questions. The Medrash, Vayosev Elokim, Derech HaMidbar, what does that mean? Question number two, why is it that by Hesebo we have a suffix if it's the first places that need Cheres, the Cheres of Hesebo, or the last places that need the Cheres of Hesebo, but by the Dalit places, the din of Cheres, of the Dalit places, of the drinking of the Dalit places, Yahi Mosuk and so on, there you have to have Cheres by all four places. All four places need to have chayrus. Number three, why does the Koyim Pesach not need Heseba? Ruin Rama and Koyim Pesach does not, and by extension, the Rama holds the Afrikoyim also. The Rosh argues about the Afrikoyim. What are they arguing about? Also, maybe so. And number four, what's the cheshbon that the women rely on their Rabbi Yon, not to do Heseba, but the men, even though they're Nashim Chashuvos, and the men don't rely on their Rabbi Yon? It's my eye. Let's start with the Biskarov. Also, famous Biskarov. This Biskarov I'm not planning to agree with so much. But it still has to be the point of departure. I have a cousin who's a big lamdan in Eretz Yisrael, and he once said to me that the Biskarov is Zeicha, that you, even if you disagree with him, but you have to start with him. Certain places, certain sugyas especially, you know, because he was talking about Shema by Kosh, he says, you don't have to agree, but you can't ignore it. You can't just learn the sugya without it. And it's called, you didn't learn the sugya. So we're going to start with the Briscoe here on this table, but then we'll see. Maybe we'll go and try to go in a different direction. The Briscoe had a Chakira. It's in Sefer. Briscoe had a Chakira. Is the din of, is Heseba a din b'fnei atzmai, a kin b'fnei atzmai, or it's just a t'nai in the Achilles Matzah and the Shtiyas HaDalek Pesach? Meaning, let's say you ate Matzah without Heseba. So, that's no good. But what's no good? Is it no good because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Seima? You ate matzah, but you didn't have a Seima. Or it's no good because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah kitikuna. Because the mitzvah of matzah has to be eaten, is to be eaten by a Seima. The nakamino would be if you have to go back and eat matzah again. If it's a t'nai in the achilis matzah, it's me dine achilis a matzah, so you ate the matzah so like you did, not the proper way. Could be we have to go back and eat it again. Eat the matzah again properly. If on the other hand, Haseba is a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah that you should do when you're eating the matzah's mitzvah, but it's not a din in the matzah's mitzvah, so if you didn't do Haseba by the matzah's mitzvah, then the matzah you were yotzei 100%. What you're missing is the mitzvah of Haseba. For that, it's not going to help to go back and eat matzah again, because the matzah you're going to eat again is not the matzah's mitzvah. Because matzah's mitzvah, you were yotzei 100%. So fafalin, so was lo yuchel l'sakim. That's nafkamina in this chakir. So the Biskarovs, right, you have to hear the Nafkamina. If it's a separate din, you have to do a Seba. When do you have to do a Seba? When you eat Matzah's Mitzvah. So I ate Matzah's Mitzvah and I forgot to do a Seba. So for fun, it's like I forgot the regular Tulay and Krishma in my Bismana. So I forgot to do a Seba in the time when I was eating the Matzah. But I ate the Matzah, I was yoitzing the Matzah. If I'm going to go back and eat another Matzah, it's not going to mean anything. It's just going to be a Rachilas Rishos. So that's it. But I just spilled milk. I lost my opportunity to do a Seba. If on the other hand, Haseba is a din and how matzah has to be eaten, and if I eat the matzah shaloi b'Haseba, then in a certain sense I ate the matzah not the proper way, not ketachanosa, so then it's possible to imagine that you should have to go back and eat the matzah again, ketikuno, because you weren't yoitzi the mitzvah's proper matzah, midrash, for sure you were yoitzi, but at least midrabanan, you weren't yoitzi mitzvah's matzah the way the rabbanan were misakin, so maybe you have to, I could hear that you should have to go back and eat the matzah again. So in the Rosh is that way, b'feirish. The Rosh says that if you ate the matzah shaloi b'seva, you have to go back and eat the matzah again, because the seva is me'akev, I imagine midrabanan, but the seva is me'akev in the achilas matzah. So you see in the Rosh that a seva is not an independent halacha, but it's a din and how the matzah has to be eaten, how the dalek cases have to be drawn. That's the Rosh. On the other hand, the Briskov wants to medayek in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't talk about if you have to go back and do it again, but he wants to medayek in the Lashonis of the Rambam, the Rambam holds that Haseba is not a din of how the matzah should be eaten, but rather Haseba is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. You have to do Haseba to show chayrus, and then, but when do you do the Haseba? The place where you do that, the time, the juncture where you do the Haseba is when you eat the matzah and when you drink the dalet kaisus. How is he medayek in the Rambam? Because the lashon of the Rambam is, so at the beginning of the Rambam I read to you before, l'fichoch kishesoyed odna balayil hazeh, soyech lechel v'lishdeis v'humesiv derech chayrus. So Ram says when you're soyed Pesach night, you have to do a seba. And then a little bit later, it's not even the next thing, the Ram says something else, talks about a seba a little bit in detail. Who has to, and then the Ram says it was Bishop with Nebala and so on. And then the Ramam goes on and he says, when do you do this seba? Bishas achilas kizayis matzah, ubishdiyas arba kaisa seba. When you eat the matzah, the kizayis the matzah, that was the kizayis, not the African. When you eat the kizayis the matzah, and when you drink the dalad kaisa. The shar achilosi ishtiyosoi, but the rest of the achilishti of the night, im hasif, haresim, the shubuch. It's very praiseworthy, but im lab ain't sorach, but it's not necessary. the wasabi except by the matzah and the yam. So the scholars in the Daik, if this would be halacha, how matzah should be eaten and how the dalik peyush should be drunk, it's a very strange way for the Rambam to write. The Rambam should say, how do you eat matzah? Behesabel. The Rambam starts off, you have to do a sable. When you eat the suda Pesach night, you have to do a sable. And then, a little bit later, he said, what does that mean? This is a sable that I told you about. What exactly should you do it? Shasachilis ha-matzah, shashti is hayayin. Says to B'skirov, it's Maduik and Rambam, has sable is a din with Neyatzma. You have to do a sable. Then we'll go into the details. Where do you do a sable? When do you do a sable? How do you do a sable? So the Rambam tells me, when he gets to the bench, and the Rambam goes to, who has to do a sable? And then the Rambam says, when do you do the Hesebo? B'shashti l'samatza, b'shashti esayayin. But it's a chiyuv b'fnei atzmai, whose man, it's a chiyuv laharis cheirus, through the Hesebo. And that's a statement in and of itself. Self-contained statement. We have to do Hesebo Pesach night. And then there's a prat, you know, the footnotes are, the details are, you have to do it by the matzah, you have to do it by the yayin, but it's a halacha, it's an independent chiyuv hesebo by the suda. And he goes on and he says that it's also meduyuk, the Rosh doesn't say anywhere that it's a mitzvah min hamufkar by the other achilas v'shtiyos. The Rosh says, the Gemara says, you have to do it by the matzah and by the yayin. And the Rambam says that it's meshubuch to do hesebo by the other achilas v'shtiyos also. Why is it meshubuch? If it's a din in the matzah, it's a din in the yayin, so it's meshubuch also to eat it, to do it by the But if a sable will be din in the matzah and a din in the dalek kosis, so make a taser that it's even meshubuch, that it's even meaningful to do a sable also by the knedlich. Make a taser. It's a din in the matzah, it's a din in the yayin. What does that have to do with the other achilas of the lila? If on the other hand, the sable is a general requirement to do a sable pesach night, so the minimum is to do it by the matzah and by the dalek kosis. But if you do more hesebo, kol amarbe behesebo is a meshubuch. So also says the B'skirov, also strengthens this idea that in the Rambam, Hesebo is an independent halacha. It's not a prat in dinei achilas matzah and dinei shtiyas at all places, but rather it's an independent halacha that you have to do Hesebo Pesach night. The minimum is man, it's by the Pesach, it has times, how much, not the whole night. The minimum is matzah and dalet kaisis, but harizim shuluch if you want to do more. Atkan, the B'skirov. Anias Daiti, though, I don't think that's the pshat in the Ram. The Ram does not mean that Hesebo is an independent halacha. I think the Ram also holds that Hesebo is a halacha in something else. The scroll is presenting it, Hesebo is an independent halacha. You have to do Hesebo. Pesach night, you have to do Hesebo. You have to sit for Hesebo. When? So we have zmanim, but it's halacha. You have to do a seif. Not halacha in the Pesach. Not halacha in the dalek place. Not halacha in anything else. I think that's not right. I think a seif is a halacha in something else, but the something else is not specifically the matzah and the dalek places. The something else is the suda. A seif is a halacha in the suda, meaning. And I think that's really the lashon of the Rambam. Kishesoyed odna malayla azeh, sorech lechol v'lishteis v'umesev derecheres. When you are soyed Pesach night, when you have to sudas halaylo, you have to be oichel v'shoyse v'sev. You have to, the suda has to be v'sev. It's halochi in the suda. Particular main points of the Suda is the matzah and the yayin, and that's where in the Suda you inject the Hesebo at a minimum. I raise a Meshubach to inject it into all the Achilles and Shtiyas of the Suda. But kach kach, it's halacha in the Suda. The Hesebo, the purpose of this Hesebo is to give a certain character to the Suda. The Suda should be a Suda of that's characterized by Hesebo. I think. And I'll explain this in a little bit more in a minute. But first of all, it's Meduik and Ram. The Brisgov's whole Deek and the Ram is, Ram says, Kishisoy, you have to do a save. And later on, he says, when do you do a save? So Kilus Medaik, a save is a requirement before they ask me. You have to do a save. But Ram didn't say that. Ram didn't say, Lefichoch, Balaila Zed, Sorech Lehosev. And when are you Mason? Ram didn't say that. Ram said, Kishisoy, Balaila Zed, Sorech Lechel, Velishtas, Kishu Mason. It's when you are being, it's halochic. I want to read that. It's halacha in the Suda. The Suda's halayla has to be Behesebo. And I think this is the key to resolving the question that I asked at the beginning, one of the questions I asked at the beginning, which is that why is it that when it comes to Haseba, the Gemara is a Suffolk, where is that, which cases need Haseba? Is it the first cases that need Haseba? Is it the last cases that need Haseba? And yet when it comes to the Dalit cases themselves, which are also an expression of Cheres, Gayin, Mozuk, and so on, there you have to have Gayin, Mozuk, you have to have Cheres in all of the Dalit cases. How come we didn't have that? Why by the Yayin Mozuk, by the Cheres of Yayin Mozuk, why is that by all four cases? When it comes to the Cheres of Haseba, that's either by the Cheres of Rishonos or the Cheres of Achronos, and the Sofik, we do both. That was one of the major problems that we had over here. The answer, I believe, is because of this distinction. The chiluk between the Cheres of Rishonos and the Cheres of Achronos is a chiluk in what point in the Suda you're holding. Because the Suda, Pesach night, has a certain structure. Kaddish, and we have make Kiddush, and then when we have the Matzah and the Pesach Matzah Moram Menachem Lefanecha, so we have the Vigadah to Levincha, there's Manshish Pesach Matzah Moram Menachem Lefanecha, so we say the Magid, and then we say a Brochad the Magid, Asher Galonu, and then we have the Achilles HaLayla, we have the Pesach, the Matzah, the Moram, we say halal on the Achilles HaPesach because HaPesach is on halal b'achilosu, and we have benching and so on. The Laila has a certain structure. And the distinction between the Kaisers Rishonis and the Kaisers Achronis is a distinction in where in this protocol of the Laila, where in the protocol of the Suda's HaLaila are you holding? The first half of the Suda or the last half of the Suda? The first half of the Suda is the part about saying Yitzis Mitzrayim over the Pesach Matzah Mar. The last half of the Suda is the actual eating of the Pesach Matzah Mor, followed by the benching, and followed by the Hal. Those are the two halves of the Suda's Halayla. The question, and that makes a natural dividing line. Asher Galonu, because the end of Kosheni is the natural dividing line. In the first half of the Seder, the things that are done over the Pesach Matzah Mor, the last half of the Seder, which is the things that are done, the eating of the Pesach Matzah Mor, and the things that are done after the Pesach Matzah Mor. And where exactly, that's the Shaila, Tula Shainas and Gemara, is the primary. Should we have the posture of Cheres more at the beginning, afterwards might have a Havi, or maybe the other way around, the beginning is more Havi Pari, and we're more Avodan Lepari, maybe it's more at the end that we should have the posture of Cheres. But the whole distinction between Rishonis and Achronis is a distinction between the cases that are part of the first half of the Suda and the cases that are part of the last half of the Suda. And that's a distinction that makes sense in regard to Haseba, because Haseba is a halacha in the Suda. By definition, Haseba belongs to the Suda. And the Haseba of the first half of the Suda is one thing, and the Haseba of the last half of the Suda is something else again. And the other in Dalet Kosis, the Takon of Dalet Kosis is prior, logically prior to any connection with the Suda. That's in one Kuf Dezayin. Dalet Kosis, Tikkun Rabon and Derech Heres. Hilkoch, Kol Chad Bechad Neved B'mitzvah. There was a takana to drink Dalet Kosis Mishum Cheiros. Then there's a second takana that once we have these Dalet Kosis that we're drinking Mishum Cheiros, we should then take them and incorporate them into the Suda, incorporate them into the protocol of the Seder HaLaila. But the idea of drinking Dalet Kosis Mishum Cheiros exists independent of any connection to the Suda. And that's why the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that if you drank the Dalet Kosis Bezeh HaZeh, meaning you drank them totally disconnected from the Seder, you just came home and you drank Dalet Kosis before you even began the Seder, you day Cheiros Yotzu. You might say the basic idea of drinking Dalet Kosis Mishum Cheiros. You're not Yotze the second takana of taking those Kosis and building them into the Suda. But the first takana, the primary takana, or at least the first takana, of drinking Dalet Kosis Mishum Cheiros, you were Yotze, because that takana has nothing to do with the Suda. So therefore, in the original takana of Dalet Kosis Tikkun Rabbanon, that you have to drink Dalet Kosis of Yayin Mozug Mishum Cheiros, that takana has nothing to do with the Suda, and therefore in that takana there is no possible distinction to be made between the Kosis Rishonis and the Kosis Achronis. After Hagoba Atzmucha, somebody is not having a Seder. Not having a Seder, he doesn't have Hagoda, he doesn't have Matzah, he doesn't have anything. He has Dalet Kosis, that's all he has. He doesn't know the Hagoda by heart, he has nothing. He has Dalet Kosis, and he's going to drink Dalet Kosis. Which he should do, because that's nothing to do. That's a primary, at least he should have the primary takana. Like the Gemara says, Shosem Mezeh Chazeh. Let him at least have the Shosem Mezeh Chazeh. Would it make sense to discuss, well, which cases should have the Cheres, the first cases, the last cases? That's a distinction in the Seder, in the Suda. the first half of the Suda versus the second half of the Suda. Before you ate the Pesach Matzah Mor, or after you ate the Pesach Matzah Mor. But the Dalet Kaisers are not part of the Suda at all. We build them afterwards into the Suda. But they exist independent of the Suda. And you have to drink Dalet Kaisers, Yayin Mosuk Mishum Chayrus. So there it doesn't make any sense to say only the first two Kaisers are going to have to be Yayin Mosuk, and not the last two Kaisers. There are no first Kaisers and last Kaisers. There are just four Kaisers. There's nothing first and last about them. They're just four Kaisers of Yayin Mosuk that you drink Mishum Chayrus. That's the terrace of the kasha. When it comes to Heseba is an aspect of the Suda, and again, I want to explain this more going forward, but Heseba is an aspect of the Suda, and Heseba makes no sense without the Suda, because the whole thing Heseba is in the Suda. So then we have a distinction between the first half of the Suda and the second half of the Suda, which means when the Heseba of the first kaisis or the Heseba of the last kaisis. So there you have that for the Gemara, which kaisis, which part of the Suda needs the posture of Heseba for the cheres of Heseba. But when it comes to the din cheres of drinking dalet kaisis yayin mosuk, that has nothing to do with the Suda. That takana would exist even if you're not drinking, even for somebody who's not having a Suda. Even for a person who's just being shosan b'zeach hazeh, he would still have the takana that he has to drink dalet kaisis yayin mosuk mishum cheres. So there's no distinction to be made between kaisis rishonis and kaisis achrenis. And it's meduyik lahafli in the Rama. First of all, before I even show you the diyuk in the Rama, there's enough community also la'alocha. I ask you a question, what's the halacha? A person is drinking dalet kaisis b'zeach hazeh, not with the seder. You're not having a suda yet. You're not going to have a suda at all, whatever. He just doesn't have a suda. He's on a desert island, he doesn't have a suda. Dalet kaisis he found. So he's drinking dalet kaisis b'zeach hazeh with nothing else. Which kaisis need hazeh? I think it would be none of them. Same idea. I think it'd be none of them. Because the whole chi of a seba is kishasoyud odma malayla zeh, like the Rambam said. Here you're not having a suda. If you're not having a suda, then there is no din a seba. A seba is not a din in the kaisis, it's a din in the suda. If you don't have a suda, then there's no a seba either. And from the duik in the Rambam gavad. Because the lashon of the Rambam is, lefichoch, kishesoyed odam balayla hazeh tzorech lechayl v'lishdois v'hu meisev derecheirus. That's in the Gemara Heseba. The Rambam began with chayv odam l'aras atzmi kilu yotzatzim yishubit mitzrayim and so on that I read you before. And then it's lefichoch, because you have to show that you have to show cheirus. So kishesoyed odam balayla hazeh, when you have the su'uda, tzorech lechayl v'lishdois v'hu meisev derecheirus, you have to have a seba. They call echod v'echod bein anoshim enoshim chayev lishtois balayla hazeh arba kaisus shel yayin. With Duyik in the Rambam, when he talks about heseba, so he says kishesoyed. When you're soyed, you have to do a seba. When he talks about the din of drinking dalet kaisus shel cheres, doesn't connect it to the suda at all. He says kol adam ben ish ben isha is. He says kol echod bein anoshim enoshim chayev lishtois balayla hazeh. That's not a suda zu. Balayla hazeh arba kaisis. Even if you're not having a suda, but balayla hazeh, you have to have dalet kaisis. Haseba is kishasoyed. If you're not having a suda, there's no haseba. Dalet kaisis nothing to do with suda. Balayla hazeh, you have to drink dalet kaisis. You have to drink dalet kaisis yayin, yayin mozuk, mishum cheres.
What constitutes,
say, dalet suda? We'll see in a second. Well, we'll see. We'll define it more in a second. But certainly the dalet kaisis all belong to the suda. They're all part of the kfiyas of the suda. I want to explain this a little bit more. So what does this mean? That Haseba is a din in the Suda. Ma'isa the Chi of Haseba is only by Matzah and by two of the four curses of Yai. So what does it mean? Harizim Shubach to do Haseba by the rest of the Suda. What do these words mean that it's a din in the Suda? So I think it means the following. The concept of Haseba by a Suda we have in a different area of Halacha altogether. Besides Pesach night, Shum Cheirus, the concept of Haseba by a Suda plays an important role in another halacha. What do you know?
Kaveh Suda.
The Kaveh Suda. Mishnah Kesim Gorachim, that's my base. The Mishnah says, Hesebu Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. Yoshu Kolechav Echad Mevarech L'Asma. But the halacha is that in order for me to be mitzvah you in Birchas HaMitzvah, or to have a zimun that I should be able to be mitzvah you in Birchas HaMozen, you have to have a kfir suda together. We ate together by Rai, so I can't make HaMitzvah for you. Kolechav Echad Mevarech L'Asma. Unless you don't know how to make HaMitzvah at all, of course. But if you know how to make HaMitzvah, then if you know it, then you have to make your own HaMitzvah. Unless we had a kfir suda together. That means we would, and the Mishnah defines it as a seba. We had a seba together, then I could be mitzvah you in HaMitzvah. If there's three of us, then we can make a zima together. But if it was Yoshu, if you're sitting without a sebo, that's an achilas arai, then we can't have a zimun, and we can't have, I can't be moisi when I'm moisi, and so on. So the function of a sebo over there is to turn the achila into an achilas kva, as opposed to an achilas arai. Yeshiva is a derech of achilas arai, a sebo is a derech of achilas kva. I'm convinced that the halacha that we have Pesach night, that you have to have a sebo, derech cherus, and the halacha you have in the whole year round, that in order to be echon v'varach l'kulam, in order to make a sudas kva, you have to have a sebo. It's the same halacha. The halacha is that nechoyrin eat sudas kva, not a sudas arai. The sud of Nechayrin is a sudas kva, not a sudas arai. And it's a pasuk in Kehelis. Ashrecha eretz shemalkech ben chayrin v'sarayach ba'eis yachelu. They eat the sud of ba'eis, they eat the sud of ba'eis. They didn't eat the sudas kva. Akoponim. I think this is the get out of it. And this is what it means, that Haseba is a din in the Suda. When the Ram says when the Ram indicates that Haseba is halacha in the Suda, Ram's not taking that out of nowhere. The concept of Haseba, that's Tom. The concept of Haseba is, that's the posture of an achilas kva. And Bnei Chayrim, an Eved, eats always an Achilas Arai, because he's always on at the beck and call of the master. And Bnei Chayrim, Ba'ei Seichel, he can eat whatever he wants, nothing disturbs him, he sits down, he has a Sudas Kva. The Dachil of Bnei, the Suda of Bnei Chayrim has to be a Sudas Kva, and a Sudas Kva is Ali Deir Seichel. That is this halacha of a Seichel, Pesach Nat. In order to show Chayrus, you have to make the Suda into a Sudas Kva. To make the Suda into a Sudas Kva, you have to have a seba. That's what we do a seba. That's what the Ram means, it's halacha in the Suda. That's what I'm doing. Because the whole concept of a seba, the halacha concept of a seba is halacha in how to make a Suda into a Suda's kva. There's no such thing as a seba stam as to lie, just lying down. The whole function of a seba is to make the Suda into a Suda's kva. So maybe it's a double poshut. That the function of a seba by the Seder night is to make the Suda into a Suda's kva, which means it's a halacha in the Suda, because you have to give the Suda the character of a Suda's kva in order to show chayrus. That, I think, is the answer to the riddle. Why does the Korban Pesach not need a seba? The Rambam said, you only need a seba it's a Meshubach. Everything's ready. The Rambam says, all the achilas of the Laila, it's Meshubach to have a seba. The chiyuv of seba, the Rambam is only by matzah and by yayin. Why only by matzah and by yayin? And why not by the korban pesach? Korban pesach is at least as important as the halakhosis, as I said before. The answer is now the answer emerges by itself. If we understand that the function of a seba, that the seba that we're talking about over here, is the seba of the Mishnah in Brachas Membeis. The hasebo that the Mishnah talks about, that to make a sudas kva, you have to have a sebo. Because without a sebo, it's not cool that they had a sudas kva together, and therefore you can't have efter b'varach l'kulam. So Gemara says with Feresh, Nachman Gimel, Tere Brothas, that a sebo is only by lechem and yayin. That by shar macholim, there's two lashonos in Gemara, one lashon in Gemara is shar macholim don't need hasebo, because they don't have the whole concept of kriyas l'adei hasebo. So you can be mitzi somebody in another macholim without a seba. word, and whereas in the opposite lashon, the sharma cholam doesn't help a seiba. You can only by sharma cholam, even if you do a seiba, it's meaningless, and therefore it's kolecha vechem baruch la'atzmai. Regardless, like to show him how to paskin halacha we're machmir that you can't be mixing somebody in a bar priyos or an alamichy or something. You have to everybody has to make their own alamichy, unless they don't know how. Sometimes you have nobody knows how to make an alamichy. Only one person knows it by heart. So he's makes it's a halacha v'bur. But assuming everybody knows how to make their own alamichy, sometimes then people make a mistake. They have a shabur mentions it. Well, they have one person makes alamichy, might see everybody, and it's not right. So everybody has to make their own alamichy because we're machmir like that lashon gemara that only by lechem and yayin say the helps. Anyway, kach two lashonis in gemara. If by Sharma Cholim you don't need a Seba, by Sharma Cholim it doesn't help a Seba, but it's unfortunately more that the concept of a Seba to create a Sudas Kvar is the concept only by Lechem and by Yayin, not by Sharma Cholim. So, by the Pesach Ayin also, the Seba here, that's time, the Seba here is the Seba of being Mesib, is to make the Sudas into Sudas Kvar. The Chiv a Seba is by those Macholim, those parts of the Sudas that make the Kvias of a Seba. The Lechem and the Yayin, they make the Kvias Sudas al Yidei a Seba. Once you have a sudas kvar, so all the other foods that you eat also are part of that sudas kvar. The Rambam says in Mishnah Berurah Mufchor that you should already have a seba for the whole sudah. But the chiyuv a seba is by those macholim that make the kviyah sudah, and the macholim that make the kviyah sudah is dafka lechem v'yayin. That's the gemara in the Gemara.
Did you say that the
chavura
or pesach takes the place of the seba?
Even if that were true, we'll talk about that in a second. But it would only be true by lechem and yayin. Even when we're seeing a second, there's a concept of being kaveh meirosh. I'm going to talk about it in a second, but it only works for lechem and yayin. The reason, maybe I'll mention now because it's going to be useful to us in a minute. The Gemara has a notion that if they were kaveh meirosh to eat in such and such a place, and they say nezel v'nechel lachma b'duch plan, somewhere there in Ketz and Morach, they say nezel v'nechel lachma b'duch plan, let's go eat in such and such a place. So the Gemara says then they could be meets each other even if they're sitting be yeshiva, not beseva. But down the halacha, not that neither, but yeshiva works. The kfios to eat beduch plan substitutes for hesebo, but it still only works by lechem and yayin. It's a substitute for hesebo. It's not better than hesebo. And I think this also helps us understand the Rashi. Rashi says hesebo is alamito the. What's the lesson? I feel only should be shown the Yechal Ad Sheyesev Alamito V'Shulchan. What's the lesson actually exactly? Kederech Lecheirin B'Mito V'Yal HaShulchan Zeichel Lecheiros. How did the Shulchan come in? Mito, I understand. Hesev is Mito. What's Shulchan? If we understand, though, that the idea of a seiba is to make the sudan, the sudas kvar, that halacha just I'm lying down. Halacha is that I'm doing a seiba in order that the sudan that I'm eating should be a sudas kvar. And I hear that Rashi said if you don't have a shulchan, then for sure it's not a sudas kvar. The Moshe we're trying to talk about what about this manazeb? This manazeb is not the practice to do a seiba. So how do we make the zimun? We're not lying down. Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos by the sudan. We make a zimun. We're not lying down. That seiba. So how do we have a zimun? So Yishayim say, well, Bezmanis, there's a difference since we don't have a seba, we have a sudas kvar yeshiva. But some Yishayim add that the shulchan makes the kviyas. Because we're all eating at one table, that makes the kviyas. The shulchan also, if there's no shulchan, there's no kviyas. So maybe that's still a little bit gratuitous, there actually why I had to mention it. But at least I understand the shulchan makes sense. If you understand a seba, but nothing to do with the sudan, you have to do a seba. So what does the shulchan have to do with anything? So the Rashi was talking with Mamsi that the shulchan, a seba has to be with the shulchan. Make a taser. But if we understand that the idea of a seba is to make the suda into a sudas kvar, so the shulchan also is, it's a given that a sudas kvar is halal shulchan. So, if this is true though, this is a tremendous relevance to explain why the Korban Pesach doesn't need a seba. Because that's such a major difficulty. I mean, it's a glaring question. And now, mamish, the question disappears me'elo. It's only about lechem v'yayin, because it's a din of kviyas suda. Kviyas suda is only about lechem v'yayin. This is true, though, then it raises a question. That is, that by the Mishnah, and Brochus Mebeis, but that Mishnah that in order to have a zimun, in order to be mitzvah in hamitzvah lechem in the aretz, you have to have a seba, and not yeshiva. Right, so all the rishonim, right, Tosfos, the Rosh, all the rishonim pe'echod say that bizman hazeh, that doesn't apply, because we don't have a seba bizman. We don't do a seba. We have a chilis kvayi to be yeshiva. The rishonim, right, the Rosh, Tosfos, they're all right. The bizman hazeh, we make a zimun be yeshiva. Tosfos says, well, we have a shulchan that is around the same shulchan. The Rosh doesn't even say that. The Rosh says, "Bizman hazeh, you don't need a seba. We have a chilis kvayi yeshiva." So why Pesach by night? Don't we say the same thing? You don't need a seba because bizman hazeh, we have a kfiyah sutta be yeshiva. Of course, that's the Rav Yoh. That's what the Rav Yoh says. The Rav Yoh did say that. Rav Yoh makes that case. He makes that analogy. He said, just like over there, there's no seba. So over here, there's no requirement of a seba. But the Rosh, for example, who in Brachas says that bizman hazeh, you don't need a seba to have a suddus kvah. Pesach by night, the Rosh brings the halacha of a seba, and the Rosh holds it's even ma'akev. If you eat the matzah, but without a seba, you have to eat the matzah again. And the Rosh doesn't mention a word that maybe bizman hazeh should be different, because nowadays we have a suddus kvah without a seba. With lo'od v'areinu, that the whole idea of a seba is to create a suddus kvah, and in Maseches Brachos, the Rosh says, as all the Rishonim say, that nowadays you can have a Siddhas Kvah without a Seba. So why does the Rosh himself, that's fine, but why does the Rosh himself in Psochim say that you that even Bezman Azeh you have to have a Seba, and not only you have to have a Seba, but the Seba is Ma'akev, and if you ate without a Seba, you have to eat the matzah again? Why? Bezman Azeh, you have Siddhas Kvah without a Seba. Why do you need a Seba?
Didn't Rabbi Yonah say this now? Relevant for a
kfiyah. Oh, we'll say the Rosh is chaylik on all this. He holds it's a din in the mass and out places themselves. Because you have to be chayzul oichol. According to the way I'm learning, I don't really have to even say that. The Rosh holds that it's a sudas harai, and if it's a sudas harai, I think the Rosh could agree with this. It's not much. Say the Rosh is chaylik on the whole shtickle thing. You're right. Could be the Rosh is chaylik on this whole thing. Because what were our main rais? I mean, Raish with the Dukum and the Lashon Rama, and for the fact that Karmen Pesach doesn't need Haseba. I don't know what the Rosh holds about the Karmen Pesach needing Haseba, and he doesn't talk about it. And the Dukum and the Rama is Lashon, and not Dukum and the Rosh is Lashon. Maybe you could say that the Rosh Taka held not like this, that Haseba is an independent of requirements and nothing to do with Kriyasub. Could be. I think that it doesn't have to be. I think the Rosh could agree with all of this. But the Rosh just holds that once the Suda is a Suda Sarai, if the Suda was a Suda Sarai, because he didn't do Haseba, then that's the Megarei and the Matzah too. Because the Matzah has to be eaten in Derech Cheres as part of a Suddus Kvah.
If we said, like, you're not answering the Rosh
by even though you also consider the Karm Pesach, still. Yeah, right, the Rosh holds. See, I think it's also not your point that you're making is the Rosh also holds Dafi Kaim and Ezekiel of Pesach. And yet the Rosh of Dafi Kaim does need a Seim. So it sounds like he holds that the Karm Pesach actually does need a Seim. So now that's the Karnalik I'm saying. Maybe right at the Rosh Taka, not a subscriber to this mahal. Could be. I think it's also not muchach. Could be the Rosh holds of the Karm Pesach does not need a seba, and nonetheless the Afi Kaima does need a seba, because the Karm Pesach doesn't need a, if the Karm Pesach didn't need a seba for some other reason, so whatever is Zeicha the Pesach also shouldn't need a seba. But if the reason why the Karm Pesach doesn't need a seba is because Kfiyah Sud is only Shayach by Lechem and Yayin, so if I have a Karm Pesach that's made out of Lechem, then it does need a seba. And Afikayman is a Karm Pesach that's made out of Lechem. Yeah, so we have a, you could be right that maybe the Rosh doesn't go with the whole Mahalach, and that's why the Rosh holds Nid Haseba even Bizman Hazeh, because it's nothing to do with the Haseba that we find in Brachas. And even then it's difficult, because at the end of the day, the same logic still applies, even if here it's a different Halacha. But the same way we say in Hilchos Brachas that Bizman Hazeh we don't have Haseba, so we should say that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Seba, Lagabe being a Ben Chayyim. Yes, people ask this question. Some say, you know, well, we have to reenact the way it was Bizman Abayis, and Bizman Abayis, they did have a seva. But I think the answer, this is a simple answer. Because the Rambam begins and he says, the reason why we do a seva is as part of the requirement, laharis kilu yotzavim mitzrayim. So we have to demonstrate, through the Haseba we demonstrate, through the Haseba we demonstrate that the chayrus of the night. If we're going to say that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Haseba. So we're going to see the issue. Is there a demonstration in how we're eating, that we're eating a Suda's car? We try to say, Bizman Hazeh, the things change from the time of the Gemara. The time of the Gemara, they eat a Suda's Kvah, they have Seba. Today we eat a Suda's Kvah, be Yeshiva. Well, what about Suda's Arai? Bizman Gemara, they eat a Suda's Arai, be Yeshiva. Do we now eat a Suda's Arai standing up? Like everything was like Nechaista, you know, went down Chav Darga? How about that? The way we eat a Suda's Arai didn't change from the time of the Gemara. The way we eat a Suda's Kvah changed. Time of the Gemara, there was the distinction. Yeshiva's Kvah was the Seba. And Yeshiva Sarai was B'Yeshiva. Today, everything's B'Yeshiva. We eat Arai B'Yeshiva, and we eat Aseba, we eat Asudas Arai B'Yeshiva, and we eat Asudas Kva B'Yeshiva. We don't distinguish in how we sit down to the meal between Asudas Kva and Asudas Arai. The whole year round, that's okay. It's enough that I'm eating in a way that's not antithetical, that doesn't show that it's Asudas Arai. As long as I'm eating in a way that could be interpreted as Asudas Kva, then we can make a Zimun together. But Pesach night, I want to, but Pesach by night, you have to show that it's a Suda's Kvah. Showing that it's a Suda's Kvah, how do I show that it's a Suda's Kvah? Yeshiva doesn't show that it's a Yeshiva, as my Mazet, doesn't show that it's a Suda's Harai. But it doesn't show that it's a Suda's Kvah either. So Bizman Hazeh, if we're going to sit down for Yeshiva without a Seba, so it's lacking in Laharis, we have to show that it's a Suda's Kvah. That we don't have. Therefore, the Rosh held that Pesach night, even Bizman Hazeh, you have to do a Seba. Because you have to do something that's unambiguously a posture of Suda's Kvah. It's not enough to do yeshiva. Yeshiva Bizman Hazeh is could be yeshiva Kvah, could be yeshiva Sarai. They said, it's not enough. We have to be Laharis. The Laharis can only be fulfilled by doing something that can never be interpreted as Suda's Sarai. That has to be Behaseh. That's why the Rosh holds that even Bizman Hazeh you have to have a Seba. Maybe this will help a little bit. Lahamtik the Ramah. Oh, wait, let me hold on a second. Let me say something else first. But what about the Rav Yoh? The Rav Yoh says that even that Pesach night we don't do a Seva. Presumably, the Rav Yoh holds that it doesn't help. The Seva of his mind is a chukh v'tul. It doesn't have. It's meaningless. Yeah, it would be nice if we could be laharis satzmi kilu. If we could show cheres Pesach by night, but we don't have a way to do it. The only way to show Kheiris is to Aseba. The only way to show Kfiyos Suda is to Aseba. So the Rosh says, okay, so let's do Aseba. That will show Kfiyos. And the Rav Yoh holds, Bizman Hazeh, Haseba doesn't show Kfiyos either. Bizman Hazeh, you do Aseba, all you're showing is that you're tired. It doesn't show Kfiyos Suda because it's not indicative today. We don't interpret Aseba today as being a sign of Achilles Kvah at all. So therefore, the Rav Yoh holds that Aseba today is not an option. It's not Maisif anything. That's in the Kudus HaMachlekes here between the Rosh and the Rav Yoh. I thought maybe with this we could be Mamtik the Ramah that the women rely on the Rav Yoh. But the men don't rely on the Rav Yoh. Maybe the Mahalik is like this. That really, Bizman Hazeh is about enough to dare to do a Seba. We want to be Laharis Asat, we want to show something that we want to show us. We want to show that it's a Suda's Kvah. We want to do something to show that it's a Suda's Kvah. Well, what can we do to show that it's a Suda's Kvah? Says the Rosh, we'll do a Seba. Bizman Hazeh, Seba doesn't show that it's a Suda's Kvah. But since historically, once upon a time, it did, so it's enough, Sakazecher, it's enough that we'll show we're eating the way they used to eat a Suda's Kvah. So if we're eating the way that you see the Suda's Kvah, that's also enough to show that by us it's a Suda's Kvah too. That's only available to the men who once upon a time, the derech was to eat a Suda's Kvah be'er seba. But the women, who even Bizman Abayis, it wasn't, especially with the Shildos, it wasn't darkon lemizgo, their derech was never to do a seba. And Bizman is there for sure it's not the derech to do a seba. Chashuva says they may be, but today it's not a pasture. A seba is not a pasture today at all. So, but the men could do it. The men could do a seba because it's a symbol of Suda's Kvah by the men at least, because once upon a time men ate Be'aseba when they were if they were Be'charet. So even so, the men Bizman Hazeh can eat Be'aseba, and even though it's not the way anybody eats nowadays, but it's it's a historical, through the reenactment of what they used to once upon a time do, so you could show it, you could show a Suda's cloth, you know, it's in period costume. This is the way they used to eat the Suda's cloth, where Ibn Echon used to eat. But the women don't have that available, because the women, Mizman Abayis, was not the Derech Lemisko, except in unusual circumstances. Chashuvas. But regular women did not do a Seba Mizman Abayis. Nobody does a Seba Mizman Azeh. So if a woman today does a Seba, we don't see anything. Doesn't show a Seba Mizman Azeh, and it doesn't somehow reference a Seba from once upon a time. So the women don't do, the women have to just rely on their evidence. I had a boy that I put it in the Haggadah, I think. I had a machshava, a little bit where we have a problem. You have to be laharis esatzmei. We have to show that this is suda's kva, and we don't really have a proper way to do it because hesev according to Rabbi Yehuda is meaningless. He doesn't have his notion. Well, we'll do a reenactment. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the hesev is nothing. It doesn't show anything to the man. So the fidir Rabbi Yehuda, we don't really have a way to demonstrate that this is the Suda's Kvar, which is part of the idea of Laharis Zatzim Kilu or Yehu Yotzim Yishiv Mitzrayim. So I had a machshava that that's why we say Kadesh Urchatz, the beginning of the Seder. Because that Gemara that I told you before, that the Gemara says, even if without a Seder, but if they were Kaveh Meirosh, Nezel V'Nechel Lachma B'duch Plan, and that's a substitute, that makes it into a Suda's Kvar. So if Meirosh we say we're going to eat A, B, C, we could go through all the Achilas Halayla, the whole Seder Halayla, the whole Seder Alaylo, that's like Nezel V'Nechel Achman V'Duch Plan, then that makes it into a Suda's Kvar, and that makes it, that demonstrates that it's a Suda's Kvar B'Yeshiva also, but it demonstrates that it's a Suda's Kvar, and with that we fulfill the, instead of Haseba, it's a different way for us to fulfill, according to the Rav Yoh, to fulfill the idea of Laharis Atzmai, that we're eating Kederet Nechayrin, that we're eating a Suda's, we're eating a Suda's, Suda's Kvar. We're out of the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Vayosef lekim esolam derech yamsuf." Tad lomu afil oni should be saw leyochel at sheyosef. That's one thing after another. I want to suggest what's emerged from all of this is that the whole notion of a seba is to show that it's a suda's kvar. Eating kederech mecharin, mecharin. They don't eat on the go. They don't eat on the run. They're not anybody's beck and call. You sit down to eat as if there's nothing. Nothing else in the world except the Suda in front of them. Nothing else on their agenda. And that has to be that's the way that we have to eat the Suda of Love Pesach night, the Suda of Cheiros. So I really ask, the very first Pesach, the Torah told us how should you eat the Pesach? The Krochet Eichloisa, Masnechem Chagurim. The whole silly was to eat the Suda, to eat the Korban Pesach, to eat the Suda Salayla, ready to march. Isn't that the antithesis of the whole idea of a Seba? If the idea of a Seba, this is the whole point of the Shia, the whole idea of a Seba is that it's a Suda's Kvar, not a Suda Sarai, it's not a Suda that's on the go. And here the Baruch Hu was Mitzavah them, the first, that paradigmatic Seder, was on the go. Ready to march. Isn't that a steal? Nice. Meshach Kol HaDeiros, there were many times when sat down to eat the Seder. So that same feeling of Masnechem Chagurim, Makelchem B'Yedchem, where at a moment notice we might have to leave. The threat that was the threat of expulsion hung over our head, the threat of persecution hung over our head. How do we sit down and eat the Seder with the feeling that that it's a Suda's Kvar? Sort of tranquility, sort of chaos. The whole notion of a Suda's Kvar is the opposite of. It's not the way we feel. We feel that we're not secure, we're not stable, we're not in equilibrium. The answer is it's a Gemara in. Two places, Gemara in Erev and Nimei. Gemara in Shabbos also by Mehmed Likin. Gemara in Erev talks about halacha that, you know, by Tum Shabbos, we made it from the edge of the city. So Gemara says, by Yeshvi Tzifin, what if you have, like, you know, a Boy Scout camp or something, a bunch of tents in the wilderness? So from where you made it, Tum Shabbos. So you're not made it from the edge of the camp, you made it from each tent. Don't say the whole camp is like a Dalai Lama's. because it's an array. The whole these structures, these homes, they're an array. They don't make a city. So my sakashi from Digley Midbar. Digley Midbar is mavur that they were moided. The whole machna was dalad amis, and they were moided chum Shabbos from the edge of the machna. So how could it be? It was tshifim. They were holding midbars. So my answer is came in the tziv al pi Hashem yachna al pi Hashem yisoh commanded kfiul udomi. Even though they were marching through the desert, so the chayor was a shivas harai, but since they were marching al pi Hashem, so in reference to the Adonai HaKavod, in reference to the Mishkan, they never moved. They moved through the midbar from place to place against the backdrop of the scenery, but against if the axis is the machna shchina, that's the center that's the origin of the axis. Then they never moved from place to place. They were always in one place. There's the same thing in Shabbos about Soysom and Ask Livnos. Soysom and Ask Livnos has to be on Ask Livnos from Koyman. Everything's learned out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan, when they took apart the Mishkan, it was Soysom and Ask Livnos Shalavim Koyman. They took the Mishkan apart here and they put it together somewhere else. That's Soysom and Ask Livnos from Koyman. The same thing came in the Ksiv Al Pisham Yachna Al Pisham Yisol. So it's Soysom and Ask Livnos from Koyman. That's the answer here also. Sudas Haseba means that we're sitting Sudas Kra, sitting down to eat the lechem of Cheres, the lechem of the Gula. Sudas Kra is if we're not moving anywhere. We're here. We're not thinking about moving. What do you mean? The whole posture is the first Pesach is it's Makelchem Bietchem. We're ready to go. We're ready to march into the Midbar. The answer is, but when we march into the Midbar, we march up the Hashem. That means we didn't move. We moved Adam and Shayim into the Midbar from one master to another master, but in reference to the Shekhinah, in reference to the Onon, we were in one place. So the Mela, the Makelchem B'yedchem, and the Aleichem B'raglachem is not a stira to the Seba at all. So Sudas Kva B'Seba, even though we're marching through the Midbar. I think that's what the Medrash is saying. Yosef Elkim Esa'om Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. Chai Yisrael, now they're going to walk into the Midbar. They're not going the short way there, they're going into the Midbar, there it's Tiyav, it's Hamavis, it's going to be many Masois, many travels. Eventually it's going to be 40 years, although they didn't know that yet. The point of they're going off into a Midbar, into something that L'chor is the exact opposite of a same situation, that's the exact opposite of being Kavur. And a situation of being in constant motion, constant upheaval. But yet, first is the Lashon of Yosef, the Medrash Darshan is the Lashon of a same. Even though we're going Derech HaMidbar, it was by Yosef. They went Be'Hesebo. They went with the Makelchem Be'Yedchem and with the Na'alechem Be'Raglachem, they went to the Midbar Be'Hesebo. And Mikan Omru, this is the paradigm that I feel Oni should be so. Even the biggest Oni, if a person doesn't even have a roof over his head, his pace at night, he sits Be'Hesebo as if he's the most kavodik person in the world. Nothing, as if he's the most tranquil person in the world. Because he is. Because if we really feel with Pesach, we really feel the lesson of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, and we really feel that the Ibn Shalom took us out to be the Machna Shechinah. He took us out that we should be Shoichen, and we should travel Al Pi Hashem, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Then it's commanded Kfiul Udomi. Then it's Chayosef. Then with all the travels and with all the travails and with all the sojourns. But it's all the Hesebo, Gederech Necher.